This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Nicole from West Seattle is. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Come on.
For those playing at home, Nicole has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What TV shows often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
Yes. Russell Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
The Broncos?
No.
The Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Pass.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
State has the most counties. Texas.
Yes. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Bush.
Correct. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
3?
Yes. What
two.
Crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Cheetos.
Correct. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historical landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
I didn't get that.
In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
The 70s.
No. Yeah. Nicole, you got 7 Ooh. Correct, though.
That was a win earlier today.
Woo! I'll take it. Do you think it's going to be a win now?
I believe it. I believe in her.
I believe it, too.
I've got that girl power vibe going right now.
Do you?
Let's go.
Yeah.
You should distract him. Oh, hey, Steve.
By doing what?
I don't know.
Oh, my mind immediately went down. She said girl power, you said distracting. My mind went to
where?
To me, the obvious.
Then we're going to flash him.
Woo!
Oh, is that the obvious?
That's what, is it not?
That's not
what I was thinking.
Oh.
Who are you? I was like, you guys better not tickle me.
Know.
That's what I was thinking.
Girl.
Sarah, 1,
I'm sorry.
2, 3. No, just
Woo!
Kidding.
Oh. No, all right. Steve, are you ready?
I'm staring at a news story about Hooters. You guys are talking about this.
Perfect way to distract you. Am I wrong?
The hoots will always distract.
Ain't that the truth?
Hoot's gonna hoot.
Good thing you have your blindfold on. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What TV shows often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
You know it. Russell mm-hmm. Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
Let's well, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Is that London?
It was.
All right.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
Washington.
No.
Oh. Oregon?
No.
California.
No. Yeah. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Bush.
Yes. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies will Will Ferrell, how many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
I know of two, so I'm going to guess two.
No.
Three?
Yes. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Corn puffs?
No.
Cheez-Its?
No. Oh, I love Cheez-Its.
Bugles?
No. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city?
2000s.
City Landmark Preservation Board. No.
90s?
Yes.
Damn it.
Too late.
I could have got another guess if you weren't stuttering so much.
No,
right,
you couldn't have.
I know.
And that was the decision maker because you got six correct, which is a loss 7-6.
Wow.
Go, Nicole.
Nicole.
Is that two losses today for you?
We don't talk about that.
I don't even know when the last time was that happened.
Has it
happened?
No, it definitely has happened at some point. I don't know when.
Well,
not often, though.
You did eventually get the 90s, and you're gonna kick yourself for this. Nicole got it right. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy? I had to ask my husband if it was a chip, but it's a corn puff snack.
Corn puff snack.
You're overthinking this.
Doritos?
No.
Oh.
Close.
The mascot is a cheetah.
Chester.
Cheetah. Cheez-Its.
No!
God!
Cheez-ums?
Cheetos!
Cheetos!
Oh, my God!
Wow! They're dangerously cheesy.
Cheetums, a brand new...
Cheetums. And does Cheez-Its even have a mascot? Because they should, now that I think about
That's
it.
That's a good call.
Isn't it the cheese wheel thing?
Oh, you're right.
That's not a mascot, though.
I think it is.
Didn't they bring it to life?
Yeah, they talk.
If it came to life, it's a mascot.
It talks.
I don't know if that's the actual rule, but I'm making it now.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is an Italian media company called 50 Top Pizza, and they recently ranked Spark Pizza in Redmond as the 33rd best pizza restaurant in the United States.
Have you ever been there?
I have not, but I want to go.
I never even heard of it. I guess they were on the list last year, and I don't know. I've never heard of Spark Pizza.
So we've tried to go there. My girlfriend works in Redmond, and she's like, there's this place everyone talks about called Spark Pizza. We tried to go there. There was a line down the street and around the corner.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
So we're out of the loop. Everyone else is in the loop.
Apparently.
Okay.
They do wood-fired pizzas. They're owned by Tony and Carolyn. They've got a very welcoming atmosphere, apparently.
I know people Tony love, and Carolyn.
You know them.
Give them a call. Let's make it happen.
So Spark Pizza, however, was the only Washington restaurant featured. Portland, though... got six spots.
And I guess it included Portland and then like other parts of Oregon. It wasn't just like Portland proper because I saw there was like one in like Salem and a couple of other places as well.
But the real crime against pizza is that Dion's Pizza in Albuquerque was not featured.
Ah. That's why we know this is a legitimate list.
So because of this, we have a simple question for our dear Rockaholics. We want to know, where is the best pizza found in your town? Steve in Kirkland, where do you go for the best pizza in your town?
Good morning, everybody. I want to say happy 4th of July to you guys.
Thank you, Steve.
The best pizza in Kirkland, actually, it's right next door to my office. It's called the Pizza Bank.
Oh, the Pizza Bank.
And, of course, by the name, you can tell it used to be a bank. Now they serve pizza.
I didn't even put two and two together. That's hilarious.
So it totally looks like a bank still.
It doesn't look like a bank at all, but, you know, they serve really good food. And my parents actually used to eat there. So it's been there a while.
Oh, so it's got some good tradition going on. Wouldn't it be great if you ordered a pizza to go, but you pull up to the drive-thru and they put it through, like, the tube? And then you open it up and there's, like, a slice or breadsticks or something along those lines. I would have totally leaned into the whole bank part.
Tube pizza.
Yeah.
Lucas and Everett, same question for you. Where do you go for the best pizza in your town?
I go for the best pizza in my town. Will have to be Brooklyn Bros. And
Boom.
Yeah!
Lucas, I saw Everett and I was like, I hope he says Brooklyn Bros. Because that place is just awesome.
It absolutely slaps. It's great pizza. Honestly, for a thin crust, I'm not a huge fan of thin crust, but they sold me on the thin crust.
Mm. Oh, nice. And they get the good big slices.
Exactly. Before I go, can I give a shout out?
Of course.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Keegan in Port Townsend. I know he's listening right now. What's up, brother?
What's up?
And Karen, go Cougs.
Go Cougs, baby! That's
everywhere.
Right.
They're everywhere.
206-803-ROCK.
Port Townsend people?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the best pizza in your town, Justin, in Ferndale?
Well, actually, I live in Mount Vernon, but all the way up to the border, you know it has to be Coconut Kenny's.
Oh, gosh, yes. We just had it over the weekend. I had it on Sunday.
Coconut Kenny's?
Coconut Kenny's.
And that's a
Coconut
place to get
Kenny's,
pizza?
Anywhere from their pizzas to their hot subs, it is hands down one of the best places. But if we're going to go small chain, it would be the Railroad Pub in Burlington.
I know that place, too. Good choices, Justin.
So what's the backstory behind Coconut Kenny's? Is it like a Hawaiian thing?
So,
or?
Okay, I'm going to probably screw up this story. So Coconut Kenny's apparently started up, I think there was a guy that started Coconut Kenny's, maybe his name was Kenny, and I think he ended up like selling it to some of his students, or like some of the students at Western took it over or something. Like he asked them to write a business plan for Coconut Kenny's, and then they ended up like taking it over, and then they just kept opening more locations. The newest one in Lake Stevens.
Wait, there's more than one Coconut Kenny's?
There's like got to be close to 10 now.
They're I've never heard of
Marysville,
this place.
Marysville, Anacortes, Ferndale. I think there's one in Ferndale. There's one in Cedar Woolley. They're all over up north. One in Burlington, and then the newest one in Lake Stevens, you can pay for your beer by the ounce.
Oh, nice. Okay. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, highly recommend.
Coconut Kenny's. But why is the coconut part?
Okay, there's kind of like a Hawaiian theme, I guess, kind of to it. Like it's Hawaiian-ish.
Okay.
I think they've got the Kona beer on tap, that kind of thing.
Yeah, one I'm looking at looks like a whole little tiki restaurant.
Yeah.
Like I would never think they had really good pizza there.
Yeah, best pizza sandwiches and premium brew.
Heck yeah.
A taste of paradise in Washington State. Coconut Kenny's.
206-803-ROCK. Cody in Olympia, where do you go for the best pizza in your town?
So I can't speak for anything here in Olympia where I work, but down in Centralia, there's the Tiki Tap House, and it's kind of a Hawaiian-themed bar. And they do all fire oven pizzas, and I think they have a new pizza every week, and ooh, the guy just comes out and throws something together. He's got a peanut butter and jelly pizza that's got jalapenos on it and sausage that will blow your mind.
Holy cow.
Cody, though, you're in Olympia. You got to go with old school pizza.
I was going to let him have it, Steve.
Oh, yes, old school pizza. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And what is it, Vito's? How do I know the pizza places in Olympia and you don't, Cody? What the hell is going on over here?
I just work here and I try to get it fair out of Thirsty County as fast as I can.
I love it.
Kind of how I feel about working in Seattle.
Mike in Seattle, where do you go for the best pizza in town?
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
I go in White Center. There's a little spot called Proletariat Pizza.
Yes. Ooh. I love Proletariat.
Yeah, you're the one who's told us about that one before.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are so excited for our Rockaholics to gather with us at the Halloween Hullabaloo. We're going to be throwing down at the Showare Center in Kent on Sunday, October 13th. Godsmack is going to be playing. Hailstorm is going to be playing.
Hell yeah.
We've got tickets on sale now over at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Earlier this week, we learned that Mount Rainier is the U.S. volcano that is keeping scientists up at night. And
I still have not told my wife about that story.
Don't tell
her. And she hasn't brought it up, so I don't think she saw that.
Many scientists are fearing the prospect of a lahar, which is a swiftly moving slurry of water and volcanic rock that's caused by an eruption. It'll pick up debris as it goes through different channels.
And pick up speed.
And according to one scientist, there are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people who live in areas in the area that could potentially be impacted by a large lahar. And it could happen very fast.
Although a bunch of people texted me and said, don't worry, Steve, on South Hill, you're a little bit, you're raised up, so you'll be fine. So now I don't care anymore.
Now you definitely don't have to tell your wife. There's no worries. So there are many news stories surrounding this. And online, people are going nuts. So, of course, we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent a few of these posts to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, pick out your favorite ones and reenact them however you'd like, just to illustrate how stupid people can be on social media sometimes. So are you ready for the first comment about Mount Rainier?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Well, I live in Bonnie Lake and I see her every day as I dwell within her shadow. Living here is an agreement that you are subjected to the glorious magnificence of nature, but also subject to being wiped out in the blink because of it. Keeps one humble. So does a fifth of whiskey.
See, I picture that person being more of an earthy type of a person as opposed to a boozer.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody that's just like in touch with the planet. Keeps you humble, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pass me the joint, man. All right, here's our next comment.
LOL! I'm more scared of the crackheads on 3rd and Pine than Mount Rainier.
That is truly one of the scariest spots of all of Seattle.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That 3rd and Pike, 3rd and Pine area.
Turn that corner and hope for the best.
Walk quickly.
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever had to go to a show at the Showbox, I will... If I have to park, I'm like, I don't know if I want to park. I got to walk through that 3rd and Pike Pine area. Let's go find a parking spot on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this ain't the news. This is the old. Been talking about this since St. Helens blew.
And what did it say? It's did some one of the many scientists say that it's 15 years overdue or something
yes.
like that?
Oh. Yes, which makes you feel even better about it.
Look. What can you do? Nothing! So live your life! Have fun! Get laid! So what? We're all gonna die anyway! Whoop-de-doo!
That's the YOLO spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can you do, really?
Build some sort of a, you know, training machine to make you run faster.
You mean like a treadmill?
Yeah, a treadmill.
Oh, okay. I think they've made those.
Like American
already.
Ninja yeah. Warrior.
I thought you were going to say like build like a boat type of an apparatus that you could sit in and just ride the wave, man.
Oh.
All right, here's our next comment about Mount Rainier.
Which is the first to blow? Mount Rainier or the Hawk to a girl?
Oh, you gotta give him that hawk to it. Spit on that thing.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
If it could happen before my daughter starts dating, that would be really nice. LOL.
Steve, was that you?
Might have been, yeah.
Okay.
It was either you or me.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wait, yours is already dating.
Yeah, it's also true.
That sucks. Sorry.
What keeps me up is not Mount Rainier. It is my whore ex-wife, and if she's going to steal more of my money, whore wife, greater than the dumb mountain whore.
Well, tell us how you really feel there, woo! Sir. We have one more comment about Mount Rainier. I don't think it has anything to do with anyone's whore wife. Or ex-wife, sorry.
I'm looking at it right now. Looks fine to me. No worries. Anybody else want a beer?
I mean, I grew up completely traumatized by the movie Dante's Peak, so anything revolving around volcanoes freaks me out.
I don't know if I've ever watched that movie. Is that Keanu Reeves?
No, it's, what's his name? Is it Pierce Brosnan? Am I saying the right name?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
I've always heard of the name. I don't think I've ever watched that movie. I remember it was like, I mean, people reference it quite a bit, including you now.
Yeah.
Does it involve a volcano?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be great. No.
No. No. It's just a romantic comedy.
Hey, you want to know what? Everyone gets away.
Really?
No.
Oh.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a crazy golf story going on as the number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler, was arrested this morning after being detained by police near the entrance of Valhalla Golf Club. That is the site for this week's 2024 PGA Championship.
I had no idea there was even a thing going on, to be honest with you.
So he is being charged with second-degree assault on a police officer, what? Which is a felony, as well as criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from an officer during a traffic redirect. So there's an ESPN reporter by the name of Jeff Darlington who witnessed this arrest, and we have the audio of him talking about it.
Scottie Scheffler has been detained by police officers, placed in the back of a police vehicle in handcuffs after he tried to pull around what he believed to be security, ended up being police officers. They told him to stop. When he didn't stop, the police officer attached himself to the vehicle. Scheffler then traveled another 10 yards before stopping the car. The police officer then grabbed at his arm, attempting to pull him out of the car before Scheffler eventually opened the door, at which point the police officer pulled Scheffler out of the car, pushed him up against the car, and immediately placed him in handcuffs. Scheffler was then walked over to the police car, placed in the back in handcuffs, very stunned about what was happening, looked toward me as he was in those handcuffs and said, "Please help me."
You think the reporter's like, "Yeah, man, you're on your own on this one. You're being kind of dumb there. Just keep driving when an officer's trying to take you out of the car."
And he slammed him up against the car, too. It was wild.
All of this is so insane. The most insane part is I never heard of this guy, and he's the number one golfer in the entire world. That shows how clueless I am about golf.
And the officer did not care, because he was pulling that, like, "Do you know who I am? I've got to go play golf." And the officer was like, "I do not care."
Right. You just completely just bypassed when we told you to stop. You try to just keep doing your thing. That's so crazy.
I would never in a million years think to try something like that.
No?
No.
You ever pulled the "Don't you know who I am" card?
No, not that, but just like trying to go around a traffic diversion. Like, what are you, insane?
I think he's been released since then, but the part that just cracks me up is that he's looking at the reporter like, "Are you going to help me?" And the guy's probably like, "What do you want me to do about it, man? You're being an idiot."
You want me to assault the officer
next?
Oh, my God.
That is just insane. You think the number two golfer in the world's like, "Yeah."
Well, I guess they were going to bump
right?
back.
Like, "Yeah, I got that guy out of here."
For sure. I'd be so stoked about it.
Throw the book at this guy.
They were going to bump back the start time of the tournament for him.
Wait, for him?
Yes.
No.
Totally playing, you know, a little favoritism there.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it would be like in the backroom meetings of like the PGA and all the golf people. Or it's like, this is our rock star. Do we start without him? Do we hold off on things so we can get this figured out? Like that is a weird situation to have to be put in.
In my opinion, I think they should have kept it on time and you deal with the consequences of your stupid actions.
Yeah, stupid prizes right there.
Yeah, I'll play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Here's my, okay, this is a strange question. It has something, because as you're telling me this story and I'm like, I have no idea who this guy is. Is there anything in your world where like everyone seems to know about something but you're just clueless? Because for me, it's golf. I don't know anything about golf. I just know like the old school guys, Tiger Woods, John Daly, and
Freddie Couples, come on.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the old school guy, sure, but like, I don't know any of the dude that's married or hanging out or banging Wayne Gretzky's daughter. That guy seems like, I don't even know his name, but he's apparently very successful in golf.
Yeah, I don't follow golf too closely, but a lot of my family does. So I always feel like it's on and we watch it, but I'm very rarely paying any attention at all.
Have you ever tried to play golf?
Oh, yeah, it was the most frustrating experience of my life. And that was just at the driving range.
Yeah,
I was like, "Don't ever take me on the green. Like, I'll have a panic attack."
Oh, I was so bad in the driving range where I went with some buddies. I'm just like, you know what? I shouldn't be playing this game. I'll just hang out, drink.
Yes.
And then when we get close to the hole, I'll take a ball out of my pocket and I'll treat it like it's mini putt-putt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not my sport.
Danny, are you a golfer?
I like Top Golf.
That's right.
Yeah, I like to go drink and eat food while hitting balls as far as I can. But that's about... And then I went with my cousin who actually plays golf like a lot. And I realized... Because I thought I was like pretty decent. And I went with him. I was like, I am not decent at all.
Really?
Yeah, because I can hit the ball pretty far. But it was like one of those like not consistent type of things. Whereas he was just hitting the back every single time. Like, cause, you know, you're going for distance a lot of times. And it's like, whoo.
Yeah, oh, I thought you were aiming for the maintenance guy that's out there working.
Extra points if you get those.
No, because they have the little car. And you try to hit the that picks up the golf balls. And if you get extra points if you hit the little guy.
Wait, do you get extra points in the eyes of Topgolf or just in the eyes of your friends?
And the friends, of course. Then the more beer we have, the more points you get.
That is one of those sports I think that you would... Sometimes if I drink beer, I get better at things like darts or bowling. But I feel like golf, I would get worse. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, someone just texted in talking about things that you don't know about that everyone seems to know about. And this person says, this might be ironic considering I'm texting a radio station, but I grew up in a town of 60 people in Arkansas. What? I didn't know who Kanye was until I moved out.
60 people?
Oh. I mean, you could go your whole life without knowing who Kanye was living in a town like that. That'd be awesome.
60 people. That's you probably know everybody's business.
Yeah, and everybody has slept with everybody, I bet.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about going down that road.
But think about it.
Sarah immediately just thinks of sexual partners.
Yeah, or maybe they're just sisters and brothers.
Or they're just super faithful because they're like, well, you're the only one left, so I guess I'm with you.
I mean, everyone will know everybody else's business. So if you do get around, everyone will know about it.
If you slept with one, you slept with all of them.
Okay. I think that was the town's motto.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.